From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian peace talks set for Friday. The United Nations on Tuesday sent out invitations for Syrian peace talks in Geneva. It was not immediately clear who had been invited or whether all of those groups opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad would attend. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria continued. There was a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs. State media say at least 22 people were killed. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. Marcus Nuth is a Danish government spokesman.
This legislation has support from more than three quarters of parliament because it is an absolutely, unfortunately, necessary measure to try to put Denmark slightly more at par with the other European countries so that we are not one of the countries that continues to receive by far, compared to our size, the most asylum seekers.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and other international organizations have condemned the bill as inconsistent with European Union policies. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff vote for the presidency. The nation's constitutional court ruled late Monday that the first round legislative vote on December 30th was marred by numerous irregularities. The United States is clearing the path for more travel and commerce with Cuba. The Obama administration Tuesday announced a series of actions it says will promote ties between U.S. and Cuban citizens. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund is appealing for $2.8 billion to protect and assist some 43 million children around the world caught up in humanitarian emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports.
This year's appeal from UNICEF is slightly lower than last year's, when the Ebola epidemic in West Africa required a sizable chunk of the money designated for humanitarian emergencies around the world. For the first time ever, UNICEF says the largest portion of the appeal, 25%, is going toward educating children in emergencies. The agency says it plans to provide education for more than 8 million children this year. 5 million of them will be Syrian children inside the country or living as refugees in countries nearby. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The European Commission said Tuesday it is not ruling out allowing member states to reintroduce border controls for up to 2 years. To cope with the migration crisis, the European Union interior ministers Monday asked the Commission to consider the extension of border checks. That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's calling for his country to improve anti-corruption measures. Those statements come just hours after a BBC documentary reported that Mr. Putin's estimated personal fortune is close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed it as a total fabrication. Comments were made from a U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. A survey of economists by the financial news network CNBC finds that experts think the U.S. Central Bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The rate-setting committee of the U.S. Federal Reserve gathered in Washington for their regularly scheduled meeting on Tuesday and will report a decision Wednesday afternoon. A U.S. teenager who explained his actions in a drunk driving case by claiming his family's wealth made him unable to understand the consequences of his actions will soon return to the United States. Ethan Couch had fled to Mexico with his mother after prosecutors began an investigation into a suspected parole violation. Lawyers for Couch told Mexican authorities Tuesday they want to drop their fight against his deportation. The latest public opinion poll shows businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz in a virtual heat in the crucial Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa. The Quinnipiac poll shows Trump with 31% support among Republican voters likely to participate in next Monday's caucuses in Iowa. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.